And I would say this, that the greatest gift that God could ever give any of us would be his son, Jesus Christ. There's not a greater gift in this world than to know Jesus, to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It doesn't mean all your problems are gone, but it means that he is there with you. One of the biggest misconceptions about Jesus being Lord and Savior is that every issue, temptation, tragedy, it's all gone. It won't ever hit us again. How many of you guys know that's not true this morning? You can turn around and a tragedy happens just like that. We had it happen this week in our own community. It's heartbreaking. There's so many things that can happen in a moment's notice. But I would say this, for the Christian and for the believer, having the Holy Spirit in your life and having Jesus present is an amazing thing. And the greatest gift that God could ever give us is Jesus Christ. If that ever becomes elementary to you, you need to revisit God again. Because that's not elementary, church. Jesus is the greatest gift that could be ever given to humanity, to man, woman, and child today. There's no greater gift than Jesus Christ. He is the greatest. He is the GOAT. The greatest of all time. As we talk about this today, very familiar verse. And again, if this verse ever becomes like, oh, here we go again, John 3:16, I pray to God that never happens in your heart. This verse still excites me. This verse still tells the incredible story of God's love for us. So when you look at John 3:16, it says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and his only son. You may have a version that says his begotten son, okay? In the Bible, again, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That whosoever, so I look through the crowd today, everybody is a whosoever. Don't count yourself out. Well, Pastor Jerry, you have no idea what I've done. You have no idea what my past is. You have no idea maybe what I did a few days ago, or maybe in my heart what I want to do. Here's the deal. You're a whosoever this morning. And the Bible says that if you believe and you turn your life to Christ, that you will not perish, but you'll have eternal life. Church, what a promise that is today. As Pastor Darren Poe last week told us, it's more than just on a sign, John 3:16, or at a sporting event. This is literally the gospel of Jesus Christ right here. This verse right here is the staple, is the foundation. Salvation is found in no one else. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. That's not an option. You must confess the name of Jesus, believe in the name of Jesus. And when you do that, your life begins to change. There are certain things that happen that you begin to go, you know what? Something's changing in my heart. Even though situations may not change around me, something's happening in me. And God is with me. God, Emmanuel. So we've got six kids this morning. Jamie reached out to six families. So if those six kids that are going to help with the sermon today could come up and sit by Beth, we're gonna begin to do this illustrated part of the message. And as you can see, we've got a huge present right here. And again, the greatest gift that could ever be given is Jesus Christ. What comes with that when you unwrap that gift of Jesus in your life? What's interesting is this. You get forgiveness. So I'm going to have the first kid come up, whoever that may be, come up and hold the sign of forgiveness for me. Just go right down towards the end down there, up on the stage. That way they can see it. Come on up on the stage. Would you guys give these kids an amazing hand? This is awesome. Forgiveness. Good, right there. So when you unwrap this gift called Jesus, you get forgiveness. The Bible says this in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As you look at that poster board today and it says forgiveness, some of you need to stop beating yourself up over what you've done. Because if you've asked God to forgive you, he has forgiven you this morning. I understand there's consequences with things that we do throughout our life. I understand that. There's ripple effects. But in order for you to have peace in your life, you have to turn to the Lord and ask for forgiveness, church. There's no other way to get the peace of God in your life and to think that God could forgive us of what we've done in our lives. How many of you would say, thank God for the forgiveness of Jesus Christ this morning, that he paid the full penalty of all of our sin. He paid it all. The second thing would be this morning, new life, a brand new life. I mean, this is incredible. then your past would be gone. Okay, not covered up. In the Old Testament, sins were covered. In the New Testament, they're erased. That's the difference today. That's the power of Jesus Christ and what he does. And talking of new life, the Bible says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, there's that whosoever, John 3:16, whosoever believes, this verse says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person has become a new creation. I mean, think about this. The old is gone and the new is here. What a promise today for the greatest gift that you could ever be given, and his name is Jesus Christ today. Come on, church. I mean, when you think about forgiveness, brand new life, you don't have to carry around the shame and the guilt anymore. The third thing would be this today, eternal life. As we look at the poster of eternal life today, we got a combo on this one because eternal life, it's a big word, right? Man, I love having the kids up here. Is anybody with me? This is awesome. This is awesome. Eternal life says this, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. That's the death penalty for every person because all have sinned. But there's an answer. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, there is a teaching that's coming around even more by even some of the more popular Christian people that say that your soul will cease to exist. Okay, if somebody dies without Jesus, that they won't go to hell for eternity, but that they just stop existing. It's called annihilation. Church, stick with the Bible this morning. Don't begin to believe these lies, because the Bible says this, that if you put your faith in Christ and confess Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you will not be separated from Christ for eternity, that you will have eternal life with him. And I think that ought to excite us today, because 70 or 80 years goes by just like that. It's fast. James says it's like a vapor. With the promise of forgiveness and new life while we're here in eternal life, church, is the greatest gift that could ever be given. The fourth thing today would be peace. When you look at peace today, how many of us want to raise our kids in a peaceful environment and not a violent one? I want you to think about this. Our society and culture has gone insane. And what they're missing is the peace of Jesus Christ. Okay? Guys, you can hold it down to where... Okay, I just want to make sure they see your faces, all right? Yep, there you go. That's a little better for pictures right there. The Bible says this about the peace that Jesus gives. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of what, church? Peace. Listen, he is the giver of all peace. That's why when Jesus returns a second time, when he comes back, he will set up his kingdom, and the Bible says there will be peace on earth. There can't be peace on earth without Jesus. And when Jesus returns, there will be total peace on this earth. He will set up his kingdom, and he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords this morning. And I'm so thankful that we can get to know him. When you unwrap this present called Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit in your life. Listen, you're not left on empty. Well, Pastor Jerry, if I ask for forgiveness of my sins and God cleanses me of that, I'm on empty. No, listen, he gives you the Holy Spirit. As we look at the Holy Spirit this morning, the Bible says this, Ephesians 1:13, and you were also included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, the good news. When you believed, listen, it doesn't happen 2 weeks after, it doesn't happen 5 months after. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, or with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Church, that's an amazing thing. To think that at the moment that you ask for forgiveness, the moment that you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that the Holy Spirit moves into your life. And what does the Holy Spirit do? He gives us that new birth. He begins to work in our heart, and he always backs up the Word of God 100%. Our last one this morning is this, God's precious Word, the Bible. Psalm 119, 105, your Word as a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Church, as we look at these this morning, we may look at these and go, you know, I've heard of all these. You know, when I first got saved, These used to excite me a lot. Listen, they should still excite you today. We wouldn't be anywhere, or we wouldn't be anyone without the forgiveness, without the new life. We wouldn't be anyone or anything without looking forward to eternal life. And when you think about this, you begin to look at how he gives you not only eternal life, but he brings peace through his Holy Spirit. And then the last one was the Word of God. You have a treasure in your hand this morning. You've got a treasure that the Old Testament prophets dreamed about, to have the actual spoken Word of God in your hand. They looked forward to the day when Jesus would come and the Holy Spirit would come to the earth. They looked forward to that day, and they never got to see it. They did through their faith, through eyes of faith. But we live in a day where you have the written, actual Word of God. You have access to it on your phone. You have access to it in the Holy Bible, physical Holy Bible. Church, we live in a day where we have the greatest treasure ever. You want to know who Jesus is? Jump into the Word of God, and Jesus will show you exactly who he is this morning. And what's awesome is this, as we close this time out, that the Holy Spirit always, 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 everybody say always, always points to the Bible, his written word, 100% of the time. It cannot fail. It's infallible. There is no error. It cannot fail. So if you need that peace today, you need the Holy Spirit, you got to look to the Word of God, because the greatest present that's ever been given from God to this earth is Jesus Christ and salvation found in him. Would you give our kids an amazing hand this morning? Thank you, guys. All right, we're going to have you guys stand up here for the next hour, okay? And just kidding. I'm just kidding, Lane. Go ahead. We're good. He's like, what, bro? Yep. So as we do this today, I would like to say a prayer, and then we're going to give the kids some glow sticks this morning as we go into Silent Night. But if you would you pray with me this morning? Heavenly Father, we'll have our worship team go ahead and come back up at this time as well. Heavenly Father, we love you today. God, we thank you for John 3:16. We thank you that you loved us so much that you gave us your one and only Son. The greatest present that this world could ever have is found in Jesus Christ. Salvation is found in Jesus Christ. Lord, there are people in here this morning that are in turmoil over their past. Maybe they didn't do something wrong in their past that is trying to destroy them, but maybe someone else did that to them. Lord, our past holds skeletons and holds demons that none of us want. We pray today in the name of Jesus that if there is even one person here today, Lord, that they would call out on the name of Jesus Christ today. They would say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior, and I ask that you forgive me of all my sin. I believe that you're alive. I believe that you're here with me through this life. And Lord, I follow you today. If that's you today, pray that prayer. Don't walk out of this building today without giving the greatest gift back to Jesus Christ that you could give, and that is your life. It's your choice to go on like you're currently going on, or to have peace in your life and a new start. And you may sit here today and go, well, Jerry, I don't know how to do that. I've done too much wrong. My friend, you've not done too much wrong. The blood of Jesus takes away all sin. It paid the price for all sin. And if you will call on his name today, the Bible says you will be saved. And then you begin this walk with Jesus. You begin to get into church faithfully. You begin to read the Bible, and God transforms your life. I just told someone this morning, I was watching families walk in, and I said, man, what an incredible miracle that family is. What an incredible miracle that family is. Look at what God's doing in that family and in that person and those kids. Church, how many would say today, Jesus Christ is the greatest gift that God could have ever given us? I pray that parents and grandparents, you pass that on to your kids and grandkids. Every moment that you have with them, no matter what you're doing, somewhere in that moment, bring up Jesus. Let them know that Jesus is the most important thing in your life. I'm going to have some helpers come up real quick. We're going to have the kids, and we're giving out glow sticks for the kids. So kids, when you get back to your seat, you can go ahead and pop that or have your parent help you and then shake it up. We're going to sing Silent Night, and this is the night when Jesus Christ was born. Silent night. It's when everything was calm and everything was peaceful. And as the kids come and get the glow sticks, we want to put something in their hands this morning that they can be a part of this song with us. Endurance Church is a family church. Is anybody with me? Endurance Church is a family church. Kids and youth will always be our core values. And I know that when we see the kids, we're looking at the church right now, but church, this is the church of the future right here. These kids, and we don't want them to grow up fast, but they will. They'll be sitting out here one day. We'll be doing their weddings. We'll see their families. It's going to go by. So I'm so thankful to see the amount of kids that we have in this service today and then in the next. As we get ready to sing Silent Night, would you reflect on that as well today? Would you reflect that Jesus was born for you, that Jesus takes away all of your sin, that Jesus paid the penalties, the greatest gift ever? As we sing this song, I pray that the peace of God and the calm of God would come over your life and your heart this morning. Because church, if we don't believe that, we don't believe in His presence. His presence right now during this next song can literally come over your life and give you a calm and a peace that you've never had before. I pray that in Jesus' name this morning, that would happen for you. So let's sing this together. These next songs, if you would, let's just reflect on who Jesus is and how amazing our Lord and Savior is this morning.